A dramatic improvement, Joe, when it comes to security. The Nigerian security forces say they have, in their words, pacified the Niger Delta. What this means is that military operations are being scaled back. There is peace in the communities now. Most of the militants have turned in their weapons, and most of the commanders are now working with the government on the amnesty program. It's only just one main militant that is still on the loose, General Togo, but I'm told he's also reaching out to the authorities on how to come in. So for now, they're no longer concerned about major military operations in the Delta, and they are in a position to say that peace is finally returning to the Niger Delta.
Now, I understand there are many dignitaries visiting Port Harcourt today. What's the reason?
What is happening today, as I speak to you, Joe, over 30 governors are in Port Harcourt. The vice president is here in Port Harcourt. The major politicians and influential businessmen are in Port Harcourt. And they're all here for the declaration for the re-election of the state governor, who is of the PDP. Prior to now, because of security problems, such a crowd would not converge in this city.
Chinadu, it wasn't all that long ago when I was talking to you during a previous assignment in Nigeria where things were just the opposite. What brought about this turnaround? Was it strictly a military operation?
Not exactly, Joe. I think it was a combination of so many things. If you remember, the president of Nigeria at this moment, Mr. Goodluck Jonathan, is from the Niger Delta. And the militants and every other person in the Delta sees that as an opportunity. They want to extend the hand of cooperation to him. They want to work with him. He has promised that he's going to bring several projects into the Niger Delta, one of which actually is a trans-Niger Delta highway that will link other parts of the country with the Niger Delta. He's also putting a lot of resources in retraining militants who have turned in their arms. He's also promised to bring all the developmental projects to the Niger Delta. So they see him as one of their sons, and they think the best thing they can do to help him is to reduce to the barest minimum militancy and give him a chance to prove that he can improve the Niger Delta as he promised.
Chinadu, what about the core issue of pollution in the Niger Delta? We hear so much about oil leaks, oil pollution, gas flaring. What is being done about that?
That's a major issue, Joe, but it's one government authorities say they cannot handle on their own. So they have an equivalent of the American agency that oversees oil spills and also issues concerning the environment. But most of it is paid for by the oil companies. What the government normally would do is to fine the companies doing business here, be it oil spills, be it gas flaring. The companies pay a certain percentage as fine before they can clean this up. But it's still a major issue. And some of the discussions they're having now and major disagreements among communities is what to do about the oil spills. Most communities have lost their drinking water. Some no longer fish because of their pollution. But the government says it's trying to do as much as it can to hold all the companies accountable and to have them put in place relevant operations to ensure that the spills are reduced to a barest minimum. But it's going to take a little while longer before anything major can be done to reverse the decades of damage that has been done to the Niger Delta environment.